And this year for Christmas, a parishioner gave me this book entitled A Century of Catholic Converts, which traces a number of noteworthy individuals who converted into the Catholic Church last century, the likes of John Wayne, Alec Guinness, Thomas Merton, Dorothy Day, Maria von Trapp, and so forth. And as I'm reading through this, climbing my way through, what has most struck me, and every conversion story is unique in and of itself, but the number of times that the name Fulton Sheen appears. Over and over, and it's amazing. I think the effect that one man had on an entire nation. Archbishop Fulton Sheen, a bishop of New York, he had a TV program. Some of you probably watched it years ago. You can still see reruns. In his time, could you imagine if a Catholic bishop announced, I'm going to start a TV show? How many of you do you think would watch that every week? This was the number, outside of the news, this was the number one watched program in the country. A Catholic bishop speaking about the Catholic faith every week. Archbishop Fulton Sheen was the one who, as a young priest, one day praying before the Blessed Sacrament, he was reading about the agony in the garden. And he reads our Lord's words to the apostles, could you not watch 1 hour with me? And he felt called in that moment to every day the rest of his life spend at least 1 hour before our Lord in the tabernacle. That's Fulton Sheen. One day he is sitting at a restaurant speaking with a man who was an editor of a national paper. And in walks through the door a journalist, a man who had a column for many, many years in the New York Tribune, the New York World, by the name of Haywood Brown. And this editor friend of his looks and he says, hey, have you ever tried to convert Haywood? And Fulton Sheen says, I've never even met him. He says, you know, he used to be a very active practicing Episcopalian, but he has walked away from Christianity. One day you might give it a try. Within a week, Fulton Sheen calls him on the phone, never had met him before, and this is what he says. I would like to meet with you. Mr. Brown says, about what? He says, your soul. He says, when? They got together that Saturday. When they sat down, Fulton Sheen was surprised that Mr. Brown actually started the conversation and said, you know, for many, many years, I've been interested in Catholicism for three main reasons. One, I am convinced that the only moral authority in the world is the Holy Father. Secondly, I made a visit to Our Lady of Guadalupe in Mexico, and I was so deeply impressed by the devotion I saw there to the Mother of God. But third and most importantly, I do not want to die in my sins. The main reason I want to become a Catholic is so that I can go to confession to a Catholic priest. The bishop began to meet with him weekly to instruct him in the faith. And Mr. Brown would say, hey, just keep it simple. I have a sense I don't have long to live. I just want to know enough that I can be absolved of my sins. The bishop brought him into the church within 6 months. The man died 3 months later, absolved of his sins. On another occasion, a woman by the name of Claire Luce, her husband was the founder of Time magazine. She was the managing editor of Vanity Fair and a congresswoman. When she was in her early 40s, her 20-year-old daughter died tragically in a car accident. And she fell into a severe depression and was beginning to have thoughts of suicide. And one day, as a last resort, she decided to go visit a local Catholic church. When she was just a little girl, even though neither she nor her parents were Catholic, her parents had put her into a Catholic school for the education. And in that time, she had had an attraction to the church many, many years before. She goes to the Catholic church to talk to a priest to get some answers. After a few minutes with him, she was not satisfied, and the priest could see that, and he said, you know what? I'm not the person you should speak with. Let me make an appointment with you with Bishop Fulton Sheen. When she met with Fulton Sheen, they sat down and he said, okay, I'm going to lay the ground rules for our conversation. I get 5 minutes to talk about God, and then you can have an hour. And he begins by speaking to her about the goodness of God. And right away she interjects and she says, if God is so good, why would he take my daughter from me? And with profound compassion, the bishop looked her right in the eyes and said, in order that through that sorrow, you might be here now, starting instructions to know Christ and his church. It was only in the church that that woman came to peace about the loss of her daughter. My brothers and sisters, one more. A man was a communist propagandist by the name of Louis Boudens. And Archbishop Fulton Sheen was one of the main critics of the communist movement. So one day in a column, he publicly denounces Fulton Sheen. This man can't see the future. Communism is the direction forward. I challenge him, if he has any response to give, to make it known. Within a week, Bishop Fulton Sheen writes an article that's posted as a response. Mr. Boudens wants to make a retort, but gets sick, is away from the office for a week. When he comes back, there's a letter there from Fulton Sheen waiting for him that says, I would like to meet with you. They sat down a short time later, and when they sit down, Mr. Boudens begins and goes on a 45-minute tirade about why communism is the way of the future. Fulton Sheen does not say a word, remains calm and silent the entire time. When this man is done, he is so stunned that Fulton Sheen does not say anything about communism. These were the first words out of his mouth. Now that you're done with that, let us talk of the Blessed Virgin Mary. This is what Mr. Boudens wrote years later. When he began to speak, his words so touched my soul that immediately the beauty of the Blessed Virgin Mary made me realize the senselessness and sinfulness of my life as I lived it. It was the beginning of my conversion. My brothers and sisters, what do we remember on the feast of the Epiphany? That our Lord Jesus Christ came for every person who has ever lived and who will ever live. There is not a single human heart that was not made for him. St. Paul says, all creation was made for him and through him. There will be an emptiness in any heart that does not know our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why our Lord, before ascending into heaven, says to his apostles, go out to all the nations. It's why at the end of every Mass, the priest says to everyone present, go and announce the gospel of the Lord. There are people who will never know Jesus Christ unless you bring him to them. Every one of us has individual souls that are entrusted to us, whether we realize it or not. We all share in that mission of the apostles. You know, sometimes people say, well, yeah, okay, a priest or a nun, you know, I understand that. An uncle of mine, a police officer, he worked in the prison for a number of years. He had so many inmates praying the rosary and reading sacred scripture every day, it was amazing. Not too long ago, I met with a young woman, 26 years old. She said one day she was driving down the street. She was at the end of her college education. She had, at that point, declared herself an agnostic, if not an atheist. And she sees someone with a Catholic radio bumper sticker. Someone who had the courage to say, I am Catholic. So she flips on the station. That young woman is now a daily communicant. because some faithful Catholic was willing to proclaim their faith. I close with these words of Blessed Mother Teresa, a woman who had a mark on the world as few others have in its history. She said, "I never set out to change the masses. I did not go out to transform the world, but just one heart at a time." Someone recently said to me, "Imagine, Father, if every year, every parishioner brought one person into the church. After 50 years, imagine having brought 50 people into the Catholic faith and the effect that would have to transform society and eventually the whole world." May we too set out to change hearts and souls that they might come to know our Savior.